The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Mem Ches, and we are at the first wide line on the bottom of daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the first Mishnah in Perek Hazav, which is a very fundamental, a very Yisoidi Mishnah, and now we're going to get into the real meat of the Mishnah, and that is the halacha of Ma'os Koinos, or Ma'os, not Koinos, Midairaisa, Midrabanon, one of the more important Machloikis in Enchas, Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The Mishnah had said that if somebody buys metaltalin with money, so he walks into his local grocery, he's going to buy metaltalin, payrois, whatever it is, he's going to pay money for it. The question is, at what point is the transaction chal? Said the Mishnah, if the Koinah, the person that's buying, was moishich the peiros, he did mishicha on the peiros, even if he didn't pay for it, the halach is in a yochel achzer boy. Both the lekeach and the moicher are not allowed to back out because the transaction is deemed to have been consummated. Nasan es hamois, if the buyer pays money, meaning the moicher is moishich the mois, but the buyer himself is not moishich the peiros, the halach is that even though we paid for it, shneiim yechaylam lachzaber, they're both allowed to be chayzer because the transaction is not going to be consummated. In other words, doing meshicha on the ma'os does not complete the transaction. As a result, they both could be chayzer. Doing meshicha on the underlying metalton, on the peiros, does complete the transaction. In yeshiva terminology, what this means is that ma'os are not koinos, whereas meshicha is koina. Meshicha meaning if you're meshich the thing that's being bought, that consummates the kinyan. The mois itself is not koina. We saw in yesterday's daf, machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether this that the Mishnah says mois is not koina, is that midai raisa or is that only midai rabbanon? Rabbi Yochanan famously said v'atayru mois koina, that midai raisa, as soon as the moicher does meshicha on the mois, the kinyan is really chal. It's only midrabanon that mois is not koinus. The rabbanon have a right to say that even something that should be koinus, not koinus, based on hefker bez and hefker. Why would they say that mois is not koinus? It's exeris chachomim shemayomerle nisrfu chetecha ba'aliyah. Because to the extent that the buyer paid the money, but really before the metalton was still in the rishos of the moicher, what would be if a fire now broke out? The Gemara said ba'oinus. Will the moicher be incentivized to save the chidon or not? It depends. To the extent that it still belongs to him, then he's certainly going to be incentivized to save it. Because if he doesn't save it, being that the kinyan wasn't chal, the lekeach could be chayzer. It'll be chayzer, obviously. He's not going to buy it at this point, now that it was burnt. As a result, no hefsid is going to take place. If, however, mois would be koinos, and the lekeach can't be chayzer, that would mean that if a fire broke out, in that instance, the moicher would not be the one that loses, it's the lekeach that would be the one that's losing, because lekeach can't back out at that point. As a result, the moicher is not incentivized to go ahead and save it. So Rabbi Yochanan said that even though midairaisa mois should be koinus, it's midrabanon that mois is not going to be. Rish Lakish argued, Rish Lakish said that Dvar Torah Mois ain't koinus. This that it's mavur in the mission that mois is not koinus, it's not a din. It's even on the Da'iraisa level, it has nothing to do with Exera. Mois could not be Koinus. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Mois is Koinus Dvar Torah. What's the Makar? You need a Makar for it. What's the Makar in the Torah that Mois is Koinus? So Rashi says, very briefly, on that Menvav Amid Beis, the Makar is the Parsha of Hektish. If somebody has Hektish, we spoke a lot about Maisa Sheni here in the beginning of Perek Hazav, there's a concept, you can be Poida, you can acquire from Hektish, you can acquire the Maisa Sheni. How do you do that? With money. There's a concept of mois koines to be koines min a hektish, says Rabbi Yochanan. Just like mois is koines min a hektish, so too mois is going to be koines min a hedid as well. Why does Rish Lakish argue? Pashat Rish Lakish holds leyafina me hektish. That enchinami. Hektish itself, there's clearly a concept of mois koines. But as it relates to hedid, it could be not. But Tosfos, a very important Tosfos, in Sechus Erevin, Daf Peyalef on the base, Tosfos is mairich. in the Makar of Rabbi Yochanan and in the Makar of Reish Lakish, and Tosfos has a whole different patent. Meaning, according to Rashi, the Makar that Dvar Torah's Moyes Kodesh according to Rabbi Yochanan is Hekdesh. Reish Lakish argues because he holds Le'alfin and had to be Hekdesh. Tosfos has a whole different Mahalach. Tosfos brings B'Shem Deri that the reason Rabbi Yochanan held that Moyes is Kodesh is because the Stam Kinyan Dekra B'Kesef Mayri. Just go through Tanakh, you find throughout Tanakh this idea that people acquire things with Kesef. Kida'ashkecham B'Kama Tuchti. Tosfos says, I have a lot of Makaris to it, I'll just name a few. Kesef, Oichel B'Kesef Tashbireni. Sodois B'Kesef Yikno. Those are two Makaris. Al-Kopanim, Tosfos brings two Makaris. Stam Kinyan is B'Kesef. Says Tosfos, I don't need a Mefurish, a Drasha, Makar, one of the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatayin, and Jadrashas, to tell me Dvar Torah Moyes Kodesh. If that's the Makar of Rabbi Yochanan, now we have to understand Reish Lakish. We just hit it over the net. So how's Reish Lakish going to understand? Meaning, if Rabbi Yochanan's Makar is Hektish, so could be Reish Lakish holds, Lo Yalfinan, had it me Hektish. But if it's more general, it's Stam Kinyan, the Krub, B'Kesef Mayri, had his Lakish argue with that. So Tosfos says a gewaldige yesoid, a very important yesoid, and that is that it's not possible midairaisa that the Torah would have given a person to a fanim had to be kind of something. Meaning, we're talking about mois kainos, and we're talking about meshicha being kaina. It's other. It's either kesef or it's meshicha. Rabbi Yochanan held it's kesef because stam kinyan dekra bekesef mayri. Reish Lakish, as we saw in yesterday's daf, had a makar that meshicha is kainah min haTorah. Reish Lakish omar meshicha mefureshes min haTorah. It's learned out from chisim grum memker la misecha oikon miyad misecha dover nikne miyad liyad. The moment Reish Lakish has a makar that meshicha is kainah min haTorah, mois is knocked out because it's not possible to have mois and meshicha. It's oy kesef oy meshicha, and Tosfos bases it. You need a makar for such a chiddush, and a gemara mesachtes becheres daf yud gimel amid beis in kamen koyim laharich. But either way, according to Tosfos, this has nothing to do with hektish, and it has nothing to do with whether Yalfinan had it me hektish or lo Yalfinan had it me hektish. But rather, Rabbi Yochanan held that mois koynois because stam kinyan the krab alchimayri. But at the same time, even Rabbi Yochanan acknowledges the moment mois is koynois, meshicha can't be koyna. Reish Lakish holds meshicha is koyna, and therefore Reish Lakish holds that meshicha is koyna. Mois cannot be koyna. We'll see a lot more raid Bezrat Hashem towards the end of the daf as it relates to the raid and some of the lumdus. Again, this is from the more important machloikis in Shas. It's a halacha revacha b'Yisrael that mois is not koinus. Incidentally, this is something that needs to be spoken out. When we say mois is not koinus, it's only by metalpulin. Avada nechosim sheyesh lemachrayis aniknin bekesef shtar v'chazoka. Yishas niknis bekesef. So there's no question that you could be koinus something bekesef. We're talking specifically about metalpulin. And either way, the first wide line on the bottom of Memzayin Amadei. It's not. We learned in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon, I mean Reb Shimon said, Kolchak, it's a yoda, yoda, yalal, yoyno. Reb Shimon argued with the Tanakama of the Mishnah. Tanakama said, Mois is not koinah. So if the Moichah does Mashiach on the Mois, the Kinyan is not chal. If the Lekeach does Mashiach on the Peiros, the Kinyan is going to be chal. Reb Shimon said, it's not so simple. Kolchak, it's a yoda. To the extent that the Moichah now has the kesef, he did meshicha, yodai ala hal yoyno. He has the right to be chayzer. Says the Gemara, moichu the matzi hadabe. Lekeach, le matzi hadabe. Says the Gemara, I am a bishlema mois koinois. Bishlema, the way Rabbi Yechanan learned the Mishnah. That midoi raisa, mois is koinois. Mishum hachi, I understand why moichu matzi hadabe. Why it would make sense that in the case where the moichu has the money, he could be chayzer. But Lekeach, loy matzi hadabei. Lekeach cannot be chayzer. Meaning Reb Shimon is saying that it's possible that even though all that took place was Mashiach on the Mois, still it's going to be a halach of in the Yochel Achzabei. Who can't be chayzer? The Lekeach can't be chayzer. Says the Gemara. Now, according to Reb Yochanan, midei raisa Mois is kindness. Meaning midei raisa nobody should be chayzer. Why is the halach that you could be chayzer even though there was Mashiach on Mois? Gzeirah Shem Yoyim and Nifstruf Chitach HaBaliyah. It could be Reb Shimon held that it's enough if you allow the Meicher to be chayzer, to say that the gzeira of Shema nis yomer le nis v'chadach baliyah shouldn't apply. Why? Because even though lekeach can't be chayzer, but to the extent the meicher can be chayzer, in his mind, this transaction is not 100% consummated. Why? because he reserves the right to be chayzer. He may decide he wants to be chayzer. So now if a fire breaks out, he's going to be incentivized to sell it. Why? Because maybe he'll want to be chayzer. It's true that like keich can't be chayzer, but he could, and maybe he'll want to. So if really midei raisa moisha be kindness, it's only because of exera. Could be Reb Shimon held. It's enough to say that the moisha could be chayzer. That will alleviate the concern. Now, I'm the mois in and kindness, but according to Rish Lakish, that old mois is not kindness, not midei raisa, not midei rabbanon. That means no kinyan took place. So vifa statement Reb Shimon like keich nami lahaderbe. Why can't like keich be chayzer? So isn't Reb Shimon spout between the moicher and the lekeach a raya to Reb Yochanan and Akash and Reish Lakish, Amalek Reish Lakish, a very important line here in the sugya. Alibed Reb Shimon lekamino. I agree. I concede that there is a shitas Reb Shimon in the Mishnah that clearly holds Dvar Torah Mois Koines. Ki kamino alibed Rabbanon. I was saying my shita according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon who argued with Reb Shimon, and of course we paskin like the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were not mechalik between the moicher and the lekeach. They hold that even the lekeach can be chayzer. Everybody could be chayzer. What's the beer? The beer is because they hold that Mois is not koines, even midday rice. It says the Gemara Geshmak. Bishlam the Reish Lakish. Bishlam according to Reish Lakish. That said that Reb Shimon holds Mois koines, and the Rabbanon hold Mois is not koines. I know the Ikebein Reb Shimon the Rabbanon. That's a very nice beer in the Machloikis, Reb Shimon the Rabbanon. You have a Mishnah. A Machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chacham, and regarding the Sugya Mois koines, what's the beer in the Machloikis? The beer is Hagufa. Mois koines midei rice, or mois not koines midei rice. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that even according to the Chachamim, mois koines. That means Rabbi Shimon holds mois koines, and the Chachamim hold mois koines. So my Iko, Bein Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanon. What then is the Machloikis? Says the Gemara, Kibinai Rav Chizda. Machloikis is a subtle svara. Something Rav Chizda once said. Dam Rav Chizda said, Kiderek shetik nemeshicha b'moichrin kak. Tiknu Meshicha Bile Kuchais. Rav Chizda was acknowledging Rav Shimon's Svara. Meaning, Rav Chizda acknowledged that if the whole reason the Chachamim said that Moish should not be Koines Mid Rabbanon is Gzeira Shema Yomelo Nifsur Fuchitecha Baliyah, that should be enough to say that the Moicher could be Chayzer. Because as long as the Moicher could be Chayzer, that says in his mind, it could be the chitin will still be his, so he's incentivized to go ahead and save it. That really should be enough. But Rav Chizda said, Kederech. Just like the Chachamim said that Mois is not koines klape the Moicher, meaning the Moicher could be Chayzer, thus Tiknu Meshicha the Moicherim, Kat Tiknu Meshicha the Lekuchais, we might as well let the Lekeach be Chayzer as well. And Rashi explains the Gemara, because if the purpose over here is to avoid a Gzeir Hashem Yoimer and Nisr Vichdech HaBaliyah, so if you allow the Lekeach to be Chayzer, you're certainly knocking out the whole Chashash. So even though it's true, you could alleviate the Chashash by just allowing the Moicher to be Chayzer, but you're knocking it out if you allow the Lekeach to be Chayzer as well. Either way, that is the side of the shaila here between Reb Shimon and the Chacham. Reb Shimon, less like Reb Chizda. He wasn't his fault from Chizda's taina. He held as long as you allow the Moicher to be Chayzer, that's enough of an Akira. So therefore, there's no reason to knock out the whole Dvar Torah Mois Koines. Let the Moicher be allowed to be Chayzer. We alleviated the Chashash enough. That will be fine. I say Kishay. Rabbanon is like Rav Chizda. Rabbanon do hold the Rav Chizda. Either way, according to Reish Lakish, the beer in the Machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim is Hagufa Dvar Torah Mois Koines, or even Midei Rabbana, or even Midei Raisa Mois is not Koines. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everybody holds Mois Koines. It's more this technicality. You hold Rav Chizda Svara, do you not hold Rav Chizda Svara? Tam, we learned in our Mishnah. Avalonu, very important line of the Mishnah. Meaning, even though the Halacha is that Mois are not Koines. So if somebody buys Metaltalin, the seller took the money, and the buyer did not do meshicha on the thing that he's buying. The halach is the kinyi was not chal. The moicher could be chayzer, the lekeach could be chayzer, according to Rav Shimon. Maybe only the moicher could be chayzer, but the point is the kinyan was not chal. Said the Mishnah, a very important and a very scary line. Aval amru, but the Chachamim said, Misha para midar ha-mabo, u midar ha-flaga, who asidli para mi misha ene ene b'dibura. Meaning, someone that violates, he goes back on what he said, even though he has a right to do it, mitzad hilchas chayshe mishpat, but this is what we know as the misha para, that there's an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who punished the Dor HaMabul, and the Dor HaFloga, he's going to punish this year as well. Says the Gemara Geshmak. That holds the midday rice. There was a kinyan. It's only midday rabbanon that there's no kinyan. Then I understand the mishapara. Because even though the rabbanon said the kinyan wasn't chal, but on a day rice level, he's really backing out from a real chayshav mishpat. But if you can tell me the Moise is not koinah, he's a my koi bavel. Why is there a klala. Why is there a Misha Parah? Why did he do so terrible? Says the Gemara, Mishun Dvarim. Because even though no kinyan took place, but he gave the person his word, and that's why he has his faith. The Gemara, Bidvarim, Mikoy, Ba'avil, is that enough? A person is over Bidvar Sheker Tirchak. He says he's going to do something, and then doesn't do it. There's this call of the Misha Parah. Vatanya, we're going to the price of Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, even though the Allah is that if somebody buys a talus with a dinazov, a talus is metal, dinazov is mois. Mois is not koinos. So even though the Allah is that the talus is koinos dinazov, meaning if the buyer does Mashiach the talis, the kinyan schach. They dinazov kinyan talis, but if the meicher does mashiach on the dinazov, mois is not koinis, it's not chamikom mokim kach halacha. This is the halacha, aval omru. What is the halacha? This line, beginning from the word aval. Aval omru, misha para, meyanche dara mabo, u meyanche dara flogo, u meyanche stoim v'amoyra, this week's parasha, u mi mitzriyim bayom, hu osili para, misha ina b'di v'ura, that somebody that violates his word, he goes back from what he said, is going to be included in this klola. V'hanoysev v'noysem b'dvarim, but the brisa continues, and this is what we need, that if someone just handles with dvarim, ba'alma loikana, Dvarim means nothing. And if somebody's chayzer from words, ein ruach hachamim noichehemenu. There's no klola, there's no avo, but the chum are not very happy with you. V'amar Rava, Rava said, anu ein lanu ella ein ruach hachamim noichehemenu. I am Berishayna. What exactly Rav is coming to be Moisif on what the Braisa already said. But either way, what do you see from this Braisa? That the only time there's a Misha Parah is if something happened. Because if you only Noisif and Noisif and Bedvarim, then if you back out, it's only Ein Ruach HaKham and Noichem Menu. It's if there was something that took place. Talos Kone Dinazov, Ein Dinazov Kone Talos. That's where you have the Misha Parah. Meaning, there Dvarim ba'alma, there is no Misha Parah. So, Hadra Kusha Luduchit. Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Vartayra Mois, Koinois, that means midday rice, a Kinyan took place. It's only midday Rabbanon, there was no Kinyan. So I understand the Mishnah, that if you're Chayzer, you're being Chayzer from a day rice, a digger transaction. It's true, it doesn't work midday Rabbanon, but it's a day rice, a digger transaction. Thus, there's a Misha Parah. But according to Reish Lakish, that Vartayra Mois, Einon Koinois, that means you didn't do anything. Mois? Mois is not a Kinyan. It's not, it's just like you jump up and down, you didn't do a Mois, a Kinyan. If you give the guy money, you didn't do a Mois, a Kinyan. My, what is it? It's Dvar Ma'alma. So if it's Dvar Ma'alma, the Braisa says Mefurish, there's no Misha Parah. So how's Reish Lakish and Amoira going to understand our Mishnah in light of this Braisa that we just mentioned? Says the Gemara that it's true that Mois is not Koinus. So Mitzad Gidre Kinyonim in Hilchas Cheshit Mishpat say Hesesh Kan Kinyon, but you can't tell me it's Dvar Ma'alma. Says the Gemara, Dvar Ve'ikub Behedai Mois. If there's money, Koi Ba'avo. Again, even though it didn't chop Kenyan, but it doesn't matter. Lamaisa, you gave him money. If you didn't give any money, there's not going to be avol. As it relates to the Misha Parah, me'anshe dera mabul, me'anshe dera flogo, me'anshe stoyim va'amoyra, me'mitzrim bayom. What do they all have in common? They were all punished very, very harshly. But what exactly do they have in common? So I am b'ben yoyada. I've seen different pshatim. They're all a little beyond my pay grade anyways, to properly understand a rear on in Derech Remez, in Derech Soid, in Derech Kabbalah. But I think, Ein Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshutai, and the Pashup Shad is, that the Dara Mabo was punished because of Chamas. Le'nechtam Gzardinam El Ala Chamas. And the Anshei Stoim V'Amoira, certainly we know it was a Ben Adam L'Chaveri Digav Avodah, and the Mitzrayim certainly as well. Avodah Mayinu Lepayar B'Mitzrayim, Avodah V'Inu Oisam Arba Me'ashana. Der Haflog, incidentally, the Rosh says that whenever you see Anshe Der Mabul, we throw in the Anshe Der Haflog. The Der Mabul, Der Haflog, you know, they somehow always come together. But the bottom line is that these were generations, literally entire populations, civilizations that were destroyed because they were rooted in Midas Rois, dishonesty. So this Yid, who doesn't keep his word, he's dishonest to his friend, in a Ben Adam L'Chaver Digger context, Misha Para, this person will be punished as well. Either way, let's finish the sugya and then we'll go into some of the rate. Amar Rava. Rava said, I have a posik and a Braisa. This is a Yehuda V'Oidla Kra. A Pasuk and a Braisa that both support Shitas Reish Lakish, that holds that Mois is not Koinois, not Midda Eraisa, and not Midda Rabbanan. The Pasuk is in the end of Parshas Vayikra. It's in the context of the Asham Gezeilos. So we learned a lot about the Asham Gezeilos in the end of Parshas Vayikra. It's something that's been coming up a lot lately when you learn the Zikin. And what's the idea of the Asham Gezeilos? Reuven goes over to Shimon, he says, you owe me money. The Pasuk says, it doesn't matter why he said he owes him money. Whether he claimed that Shimon was watching his pekadin, he claims Shimon borrowed money from him. He claims Shimon stole money from him. He claims he worked for Shimon and Shimon owes him wages. He owes him his salary. To the extent that Shimon denies it, he swears that he doesn't owe Reuven money. Afterwards, v'svadu es chatosam, he's moida. The halach is that he has to bring a korban asham, the asham gezelois. Additionally, he has to be moisif a chaymesh on top of the money that he said he doesn't owe. So ordinarily, if a person swears and then he's moida, you have to bring a korban chatas. But if it's in the context of gezela, there you have the special parsha, the parsha of asham gezelois, says the Gemara. That parsha of asham gezelois has a hidden makar to shitas reish lakish. The pasuk says, v'kichesh ba'amisoi. Again, Reuven was today, Shimon denied. What did he say? What was the claim? Be'pekodin, you have my pekodin. It's it was alva, it's he said it was wages. So what's the halacha yev Hashem gezeilois? Says the Gemara, t'sumas yad. When the pasuk says that it's shayich to have the parasha of Hashem gezeilois, where the claim was, halva, amr Rav Chizda said, k'gon sheyichal le'kli lahal va'asa. It's talking dafka in a case where the loiva had designated a particular item that was going to be used to make payment for this loan. But if there was no kli that was set aside, miyuchad, to make payment for this loan, the halach of Hashem Gezeilos is not going to apply. Azayit Rav Chizda Gezot. A chiddush in the parish of Hashem Gezeilos. Pasha, when you read the pasuk, you don't see that. It sounds like any mamoini gabach, you have Hashem Gezeilos. Rav Chizda said, no, there has to be a tviya on something for specific. The same thing with regards to ashach, wages. Amr Rav Chizda, gigoyin sheikha lekli lashkar, where the employer was miyached a keli for the employee and said that I'm going to make sure you get paid, and if I don't pay you the way I'm supposed to pay you, you're going to get this keli. Either way, says the Gemara of Chiyahad Reikra, if you follow the psukim over there, two psukim later, the pasuk says as follows. I'm reading it from the side. If we find out afterwards that this yid had lied, he was moida v'svadu es chatosam. So number one, v'heishav es agzei la'asher gazal. Oy es ha'oishek asher oshak. Oy so it mentions one thing that wasn't mentioned in the original pasuk, but it also omits something that was mentioned in the original pasuk. It added oyeso avedo asher matzah, that's not mentioned in the introductory pasuk right in the beginning of the parasha of Hashem Gezeilos, but it also omits b'sesumas yad. It doesn't mention anything about the halva. So let's see it inside. When the pasuk mentions again, after this person was moida, now he's coming to return this that he had taken unlawfully. It doesn't say sesumas yad. It doesn't mention anything about davo. My timer. What's the reason? Why doesn't it mention over here? Said Rava, I have only one etzah had to understand this pasuk. It's a great diak. Lab mishum the machzir meshicha. You know what the reason might be? Because the only time the passes veheshev es agzela asher gazal is if the thing that this gazlin has really belonged to, it was once the nigzals. If it was once the nigzals, then it passes to say that there's a chiyuv veheshev. But if it never belonged to the nigzal, maybe it doesn't pass to say that there's a chiyuv veheshev. So said Rava, that it could be the reason didn't mention, the Torah didn't mention the sesumas yod, the halva, that there should be a chiyuv veheshev, because it's possible there won't be a chiyuv veheshev on the halva. Because Rav Chizda said that the only time you have a sham gezelois is if there was something miyuchet. That means the loiva was miyachet, a specific keli that he's going to use to pay up this loan. Being that the malva never did meshicha on this keli, it never belonged to the malva. If it never belonged to the malva, then it comes out the loiva doesn't have the malva's thing. He has something that maybe is meshubah to the malva, that he had promised he would give the malva. But he doesn't have the malva's thing, being that he doesn't have the malva's thing, it doesn't pass. So says Rav Aza, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that Mois is koinis dvar Torah, the midday rice of Mois is koinis, then I would argue that this keli, that the loiva was miyachid for the malva, already belongs to the malva. Because the malva paid money, he loaned money, they were miyachid this keli, the Mois koinis, again, this is a Super love the Shagumar. The Mois Kainis that the Malva gave the Loiva should constitute a Maisa Kinyan on this Keli that the Loiva was Miyachet to give the Malva. So the Keli then does belong to the Malva, even though the Malva never did a Mashicha, or at the very least, it belongs to him enough that the Vehishav as Akzela Asha Gazal should apply for the Oshak Asha Oshak, the Pekodin Asha Hofkad. It should apply for this as well. It's Dafk according to Rish Lakish that holds that Dvar Torah Mois is not Kainis, so the only you can ever be Kainis by Mashicha. So it's very good. There was never a Mashicha, so to the extent there was never a Mashicha, that would explain why there was no Veheshik. So Rava said, I have this Diyak in the Pasuk, when the Torah introduces Hashem Gezelois, it mentions Halva. And then when the Torah talks about the Veheshiv, it doesn't mention the Malva. Why not? Says Rava, I'll tell you a Geshmak of beer, because Veheshiv only passes if it ever belonged to the Malva. According to Reish Lakish, it lav dafka ever belonged to the Malva. The only way it could have belonged to the Malva if the Malva did Meshicha. So I'll tell you, Hacha b'mayaskinon, where he didn't do Meshicha, if he didn't do Meshicha, memnelo, it doesn't pass the Veheshiv. I mean, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, Moses, Kainos, so when he gave the loan, that constituted a Maisa Kinyin Kesef, so it's for sure going to belong to the Malva, then there should be a Veheshiv. It's only according to Reish Lakish that there's a little bit of an Eitzah. But the Gemara says, Amalei Rapapa the Rava. Rapapa told Rava, Ema mi Oishek hu daha dekra. How then do you understand Oishek? Esa Oishek Asha Oshak is similar to Sesumas Yad in the sense that the person, the nitva, owes something to the teveh. And just like Reb Chizda made the kimta, b'sesumas yad, that the loiva set aside a specific keli that he was going to give to the malva, he made the same exact kimta with regards to the employer, that he had to set something aside. So how could the Torah say there's a v'chia v'heshev? It was never in the rishos of the employee. Elamai, what are you going to have to say? You're probably going to have to say, "Kigoyin hachav b'mayaskin, kigoyin shenot l'mimedu v'chazer v'fkidur yatzloi." So you're going to probably have to make some sort of a kimta where the employee took it, he did some sort of mashicha, and then he gave it back. So if you're going to make that a kimta, then make the same exact a kimta with regards to halva and hajar kosher l'duchte. Why did the Torah omit it? Now, the Gemara says, before we even get into that, it seems like a little bit of a doichik tig kimta anyways, because if the kimta is that the employee took the chefetz and then he gave it back to the employer, or the malva took the chefetz and he gave it back to the loiva, then freik the Gemara, hainu pikadin, at the end of the day, now I'm a mafkid, you're a shayme pikadin, whereas it's a tree gavni pikadin, it's a different type of pikadin, and that's why it's mentioned. Either way, ihochi tsumas yad nami lahadre, viluk me kagan shenot leimen of a chazav efkido etzlai, says the Gemara, ihahadre kra le tyufta veloy siyata. Hashtad loya hadri kra misa yeya le. Says Gemara, you're right. At the end of the day, Rava told Rapapa, it could be you're right. It could be the Torah could have mentioned in the Veheshiv. And the Akimta would be the same exact Akimta that we're making with regards to the wages. It's talking about with the Malva did Mashicha, and then he gave it back. And if that's the case, then why did the Torah mention it by Oishek and not mention it by Sesumas Yad? I have no idea. It's almost a meaningless dik. We would have no clue. But if Reish Lakish is right, then at the very least, there's a little bit more of a geshmak of beer. The Torah mentioned Oishek because it's possible that even in the case of Oishek, there should be a Veheshiv. The Torah didn't mention Sesumas Yad because it's possible that by Sesumas Yad, there shouldn't be a Veheshiv. What's a Tali and it's only if you did Mashiach or if you didn't do Mashiach? So you say Meris, that Mois is not Koines, only Mashiach is Koine. Either way, a little bit of a complicated Makar, but that is Rava's Makar from this Pasuk to Reish Lakish, that the Diyak from the fact that the Torah didn't chaz over Sesumas Yad, that's the Makar that Meshicha is koine, but Mois is not koine. But the Gemara has a problem with this whole shmuz. This is sumas yad layahadre kra. Rava's whole diuk, like Reish Lakish, is predicated on the fact that the sumas yad is not mentioned in the pasuk. Is that true? But going to the price, Amrav Shimon, minay liten esa amel lemaylo lemato. How do you know that even though there's a case omitted in the first pasuk that's mentioned in the second pasuk, and there's a cap mentioned in the second pasuk that's omitted in the first, how do we know that really they're all together? The chesed mikolash yishav all of the sheker. That's a ribuy in the pasuk, meaning there's a ribuy anyways that's marba everything. So the whole diuk is nishkan diuk. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Amar Rav Lurabi sumas yad leyishavoy. Meaning that's one of the things that we're marba from mikolash yishav all of the sheker. So the Gemara says behed yamir lo yahadrei kral. Even though it isn't Sraba, but it's not Mefurish. And being that it's not Mefurish, Rava held that there was a Dik. Either way, that's the Kra that's Masiyah L'Rish Lakish. What's the Brisa that's Masiyah L'Rish Lakish? The Tanya, we learned in a Brisa. Nosno Lebalim. We're talking about someone that has Mois Hekdesh. Now let it be Moil in Hekdesh. A Yid wanted to go to a Balon, he wants to go into a Beis HaMerchatz. He goes over to the Balon, and he pays him a pruta that belongs to Hekdesh. This is the money that's going to give him the right to now use the Beis HaMerchatz. The halacha is that as soon as he gives it to the Balon, Ma'av, he is going to be Ma'av. Amar Rav, and Rav said, Dafka Balon, Dud Le'mechzer Meshicha. It's Dafka the Balon that the halacha is that if you give it to him, the me'ilas chal at the moment that you give it to him. And the reason is because there's no mokum for Meshicha when you use a Beis HaMerchatz. I'm going to pay somebody money to use his mikvah, to use his bathhouse. There's no Meshicha. What are you going to be Meshich? There's nothing physically to be Meshich. It's for that reason, as soon as you give the money, it's all chal. Avomidi achriti. But if it would be some other item that you're acquiring, the mechser of Meshicha, where it's shayach to do Meshicha, loy mal ad Meshich. There, the me'ilah wouldn't happen until you do Meshicha. It's a right to Reish Lakish. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan and Dvar Torah, Mois Kainis, every time you give the money, something happened. So as soon as something happens, that should constitute me'ilah. It's dafki according to Reish Lakish that holds that even after the money trades hands, you could all be chayzer. So you say, meres, nothing really took place. If nothing really took place, if you could be chayzer from the ma'isa me'ilah, it's not a ma'isa me'ilah. If you can't be chayzer, then it's a ma'isa me'ilah. Great, you might have a time to the le'saper ma'al. If somebody gave money to the saper, that's a barber, he is ma'al. What's the kasha? The saper, boy le'mimshach tispayres. And over there actually is a ma'isa meshicha. It could be when you do meshicha on the scissor. So the person taking the haircut does Meshicha on the scissor. Not sure how people took haircuts back in the day. But either way, it seems to be something that's Mechus and Meshicha, and still there's Me'ilah as soon as you give the money. So whereas the first price seemed to be a riot to Reish Lakish, because the price was talking about a Balon where it's not possible Meshicha, here I have a case where it is possible Meshicha, and you have the same exact halacha. Then as soon as you give the money. So this should then be a riot to Rab Yoichanan, so the Gemara says, "Ochav b'mayaskinon b'saper nachri." We're talking about a saper that's a goy. The lav bar meshicha. We spoke about this a little bit yesterday. That this machloek is Rab Yoichanan Reish Lakish, where the mois koynis midereisa meshicha koynis midereisa is going to play a nafgamino. How exactly a yid can consummate a transaction with a goy? Poshipshat, we'll see a little bit more about it later. But poshipshat, if you hold like Rab Yoichanan that mois is koynis with a yid, that mois is not going to be koined by a goy, meshicha is going to be koined by a goy. If you hold like Reish Lakish, that meshicha is koined by a yid, that meshicha is not going to be koined by a goy, it's dafka mois is going to be koined by a goy. But either way, it could be this braisa that says mefurish, that mois is koined, is going by a goy, and even Reish Lakish that holds that mois is not koinos, it's only by a yid that mois is not koinos, but by a goy it is koinos. Tanya nami hochi, nosno lesapor, oy lesafon, that's Miloshin Tzfina, the person that navigates the ship. There's no meal until there's a Meshicha. Oh, here it's Mefurish. Kashin Adadi, you just had a braisa a minute ago that said that if you give money to the sapor, the halacha is that the Me'ilah happens even without a Meshicha. Here it says, Mefurish Lemal Adam Moshach Elav Shmamino. Fakir, it stems much better with Reish Lakish. Kan Besaper Nochri, Kan Besaper Yisrael. When does it say that there's no Me'ilah unless there's Meshicha? That's what it is. That's because we're going according to Reish Lakish that holds Mois is not going to Smidereis, only Meshicha is going to Smidereis. This that you have a Bryce and Me'ilah happens even with the Mois, either it's talking about a case where it's not Shaykh Meshicha, or it's talking about a case where it was a Goy. But either way, this was Rav's Masnisa. This was Rav's Braisa, this Shmuz that we just had now. This is all Reish Lakish. Thus, we have a Kra, and we have a Masnisa that supports Shitas Rav Chenoma, Rav Nachman, Dvar Torah Mois Koinis. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman held like Rav Yechana, that Dvar Torah Mois Koinis. This, the Mois is not Koinis, only the Rabbanim and the Reis it is. Ubotka Levi Masnisa, Vashkach Levi, searched, and Hafoichba, until he found a Braisa that supports that. Nosno Lesito, and you have a Chenveni that has a supplier. He gives him Schoira. The halacha is, as soon as he pays him, if the money that he gave him was hektish, ma'al, the me'ilah is going to go into effect. Now, it's possible to do meshicha. L'chur, we're talking about a yid, and still you have a mefurish price that the me'ilah happens as soon as you give the money. Says the Gemara, el akashal Reish Lakish. How's Reish Lakish going to answer this price? Amalach Reish Lakish, amani Reb Shimon. We said in the beginning of the sugya that even Reish Lakish acknowledges that there is a shitas Reb Shimon who holds that Dvar Torah Mois Koinis. It could be this price is going according to Reb Shimon. If the price is going according to Reb Shimon, it's not going to be a problem. Either way, we can exhale. This is the sugya of Mois Koinois, the Machloikis, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now, at first glance, if you look at this Gemara, Daf Yoimidik, it would seem like Reish Lakish walked away standing, and Rabbi Yochanan seemed to have been knocked out. Rava, the great Rava, said, "Kro umasnisa misayel l'reish lakish." And even though the Gemara said that bot kolevi b'masnisa v'ashkach, but the Gemara said Reish Lakish said, "I'll tell you how many Reb Shimini." So Rabbi Yochanan at first glance didn't seem to have an etza with Reish Lakish's mekayris. Reish Lakish has a very easy, very obvious etza with Rabbi Yochanan's mekayris. So Reish Lakish would seem to be the winner just based on the sugya that we just learned, stating that the Alach and Shulchan Aruch is a chayshemish v'simin kuf tzadik ches siv katan aleph dvar toyrim ma'is koynes. Midday Raisa Mois is Koinis. Avachachom and Tiknu, Shila Yiknu, Hametalfel and Ella Bagba, Oib Meshicha Dovish in Darkel, Agbia, Vahule, Vahule, a whole Simon and Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Tzadik Ches. But the opening remarks in Simon Kuf Tzadik Ches are Dvar Torah Mois Koinis. In other words, the Loch and Shulchan Aruch is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gra has a little bit of an Arichos. How did the Mechaber know to pass like Rabbi Yochanan? His opening. Rabbi Yochanan. Afa gafta omar rova sham kro masnisa masayel le reish lakish. Even though the Gemara was mashma not that way. Mika mokim, sugi the Gemara, Erevin, and Chulin says the Vilna Gaon. Yeah, if you're learning daf yomi today, that's the mashmois. But if you're learning kol terakula today, you would see that there actually are different makaris. One obvious makar that the Gaon says is that the Gemara says in the beginning of Perek HaChovetz, the fourth Perek of Masechtas Yerubam, is that whenever there's a machloik is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, levar miklas, except for in three places. This is not one of the three. In other words, that Gemara itself, if nothing else, would be a makar that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So we paskin that Mois Kerk. Stating that, there's another very important simon. The very next simon of Chesh Mishpat, was that a comfort array? Simon Kuf Tzadik Tes. The Mechaber over there, the heading is Yesh Drochim Shemois Koinois V'Yesh Zman Shemois Koinois. It means even though Midiraisa Mois is not Koinois, even though Midiraisa Mois is Koinois, Midirabana Mois is not Koinois, there are times Halachala Maisa where Mois will be Koinois. I'll just read to you a few of the examples. Yesh Mois Koinois Ketzad Sevkot Nalef Hoyloi Mois Biyadoi. If somebody had money in his hands, Beloi Minyan Beloi Mishkol, but he didn't count it. So he has a suitcase. He said yesterday, you know, if there's single dollar bills, there's 20s, there's 50s, there's the hindutas, you're not exactly sure what the, but there's a lot of money there. But Amal Chaveri, Mecharli Chefet Shulcha B'Moyzelu Shebiyadi. For Lok Chaman Meicher, the Meicher took the money. For Loi Diktak Leida Minyanam, he didn't count the money. Nikna Hachefet Lelekeach. The Halacha Lelekeach is Koyne. And it was a Gemara in yesterday's daf. The Gemara suggested initially that maybe it's based on the Halacha of Chalipin, but Eimat Be'Nas Chalipin. It can't be Chalipin. So what's the Halacha? Ein Echad Mehem Yochal Achzor. The reason is because Mois Koinois. Ah, Mois is not Koinois. Mipneishu Udover She'enei Motsui and Legozo Be'Rabonu. Because this that Mois is not Koinois, being that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, is all a Gzeira. Because Midei Reis it is Koinois. Gzeira Shem Yoyim Aloy. Chom only made that Koinois when Milsa Deshchicha. A Milsa Deshchicha Legozo Be'Rabonu. I'm going to skip a little bit. Halacha Dalet. Yusoymim Oy Apotropsim Shalahem Shemachar Metaltalin. Let's say Yusoymim, who have an apotropis that's taking care of their business. The halacha is, as soon as they pay for an object, the meicher can't back out. So if the object goes up, ordinarily, there's a mishapara, but halacha l'maisa, the meicher would have a right to back out. When it comes to yisoyim and apotropis, the chachamim said, don't back out. It's based, again, on the idea that dvar Torah mois koinos. It's only mid rabbanon that mois is not koinos. Over here, the rabbanon felt, mishum takonas ha yisoyimim, we're going to keep the halacha based on its ikur din, and the halacha is going to be that the meicher cannot back out. Working backwards now. Halacha Gimel. We're going to spend some time on this. Yesh zman she mois koinis. There's also certain times of the year that mois is koinis. She emidu chacham ederem al din teira. Bebasa. And it's with regards to somebody that buys meat during four times a year, and it's based on a Mishnah Masechtas Chulin that's quoted throughout Shas. The Elohein. Erev yontav achrin shel chag. Erev shmini atzeres. The Erev yontav rishon shel Pesach. Erev the first day Pesach. The Erev atzeres. Erev shfuas. The Erev Rosh Hashanah. Where the Gemara says that was a time where people used to buy a lot of meat. And being that the shuk went bonkers during those days, the Chachamim implemented a lot of halachas. One of the halachas the Chachamim said was that during those four times, if somebody pays money to the Meicher, at that point the deal is done. It's consummated. How do they have a right to do it? So the Gemara says that Himidu Chachamim Divreim al Divrei Torah, the Rishonim say Mishum Kavod Yontif, was related to the fact that it was Erev Yontif, there was a Kavod Yontif to Gecheshmen. But the bottom line is Mishum Mitzvahs Kavod Yontif, the Chachamim said that being that Midda Erais of Mois Koines, we're going to leave it over here as Mois Koin. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Misha Kosa, there's some that say, D'hu adin anoysim Mois al yayin l'kiddush b'erev Shabbos. If somebody buys money buys wine Erev Shabbos, the halacha is that if he gives money for the wine, he's automatically koine, even if he didn't do meshicha, the chol kai gavne midu devarim al din Torah. The Gros says, the makar is this halacha here in Masechta Zeirvin. Now you see, when it comes to a dvar mitzvah, him midu chachem devarim al din Torah, in other words, that even though mois ordinarily is not koine, over here mois will be koine. But there's a yudua diga machne Ephraim, that's quoted in yeshivas, where the machne Ephraim says, what would be fakert? What would be if somebody acquired something with dvar mitzvah? His example was an asterisk. And asterisk is very unique because it's a halacha of lochem. First day yontif, yidal minim have to be lochem. You have to own it. So somebody knows a meicher asterisk and he bought an asterisk for him on credit. It wasn't COD. He doesn't have the money to pay for it right now. He says, I'll pay you after yontif. Right now, let me take the asterisk. He did meshicha on the asterisk, but he didn't pay for it. Zok the machna frayim, a chiddish gadol, that was marish lomois. He's not yoytzes mitzvahs dalad minim. Because being that midairaisa mois koinois, we passing like Rabbi Yochanan, in order to be mekayim, your mitzvah of lochem, you would have to own it on the dairaisa level as well. And meshicha is only koinah midrabanan. It's not koina midday raisa. Midday raisa, we said it's other. Midday raisa mo is koinois. So it's for that reason you would have to pay for it. So if a person didn't pay for his dalud minim erev yontif, you're not going to be yotze. The Shari Tshuva brings it in Simen Tov Resh Nun Ches. He brings from the Shari Knesset Zagdoyla that he heard that there was a minig Yisrael that on yontif itself, people would, the Gabbai would buy, you know, back in the day in the shtetl, not everybody had dalud minim. The Rebbe, you know, the Shiny Eden did, but not everybody did. So he said the Gabbai would come, you'd buy a few sets of dalud minim, you'd bring it into shul, and then before, that's a nice way to raise money, right before Hallel, there'd be an appeal, and they would raffle off to the highest bidder who would get the dalud minim. See, he talks over there about this whole concept of raffling off on yontif, highest bidder. It's a nice shari tshuva in the end of Simen Tov Resh Nun Ches, a lot of different layers to it. But the nekuda that we need for right here, it says the shari tshuva, I have a major problem with it. The machne Ephraim. They're not paying. You can't pay for it on yontif. Elamai, you're buying. You're pledging to pay for it. What happens if you don't pay for it? If you don't pay for it, even though you did meshicha. But mois koines midei raisa, you can't be yoitz or something where there's a din lochem if all you're going to be koines midei rabbanan. An area where the poiskim discuss this that's soon going to be very negeya, and that's in Hilchas Chanukah. So familiar with the halacha of an achsanoi. If you're a guest in somebody else's house on Chanukah, and it comes time to light the menorah. So if you have somebody lighting for your own house, just ask your local rabbi. These are not easy halachas. These are confusing halachas. But the Mechaber says as follows. Achsanoi she'em malikin ola bebeisa. This is the basic halacha of Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Chanukah, Simen Tov Resh Ayin Zayin. So you're a guest in somebody's house, and you're not lighting. No one's lighting for you in your own house. Toruch losi is pruta labalabayis. So the halacha is that you give a pruta to the balabayis, and by doing that, everything, you're going to be koina. First glance, how does that work? Mois is not koinus. So if mois is not koinus, how in the world are you going to be koina the shaman? You're being koina the shaman by giving a pruta? You're buying it. You did a ma'isa meshicha on the shemen, the chur at first. Do you have to do a ma'isa meshicha on the shemen? So if you say maybe for dvar mitzvah, ma'isa is koinus. But this is one of the areas, one of the battlegrounds where the chumim discuss, where the poiskim discuss this idea of ma'isa, koinus, ma'isa, not koinus, in light of a mitzvah. But I'll speak out of B'nai Yisoska. We spoke this out when we learned Masechta Kedushin, but it's kedai to speak it out again. The B'nai Yisoska is talking about Shabbos HaGadol. And why the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. So he says, behektin, something that he saw from the Heilige Chida. Hashem tells Moshe to tell the Yidden, Mishchu ukhu lachem tzoyin. Mishchu yetchem me'avodah zarah ukhu lachem tzoyin shal mitzvah. Says the Chida. What's this lashon? Mishchu ukhu. Says the Chida. It's your dua, divrei bala machna Ephraim. That when a person buys a chefetz shal mitzvah, to be yoitz or something where there's a din lochem, midai raisa, it's not enough to do Mishicha. You would have to pay money for it. Because Dvar Torah Mois Koines, Midei Raisa, it's only yours if you actually pay for it. Says the Chida, that's also Pashit, for anyone that wasn't sure, that you would have to do Mashiach as well. Mois itself wouldn't be enough. You would also have to do Mashiach. That's why the Ner Chanukah becomes a little complicated. But you would have to do a Mois Mashiach. Because at the end of the day, the Rabbanon said you have to do Mashiach. So Midei Raisa, you have to do Mois. Midrabanon, you have to do Mashicha. So at the end of the day, whenever there's a din lochem, such as by an asterisk, you would have to do Sai a ma'isa mashicha to be yotza the derabanan, and say you'd have to pay for it to be yotza the din deiraisa. Says the chida mishchu ukhu lochem. There was a din lochem. The carbon pesach had to be lochem. Being that the carbon pesach had to be lochem, Moshe said mishchu do mashicha ukhu kicha kicha mistehefer, and that's kich kinyan kesef. Like this, you'll have sided v'artayr mois kindness. That's the khu, and say you'll have the mashicha. You'll be yotza. You miss with the rabbanan. Says the bnei yisaschar. Like this chida, I'm going to give you my first of many, 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 many reasons here in Bnei Yisrael why Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. Because one was the Mishchu Kchulachem. This was on Shabbos HaGadol. That's when they brought the Korban Pesach. So he says that we know that this halacha, that V'atayra Mois Koines, but Midrabani after Mashiach, that's only when you koine from a Yid. We just spoke out before that when you koine from a guy, it's a whole different Shulchan Aruch. What's the halacha? So he brings it to Machlik, it's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, but the bottom line is, it's not Var Torah Mois Koines and Midrabani Mashiach. It's either going to be Mashiach or it's going to be Kesef. But both you're not going to have to do. If Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yid, Mishkul Kulchem, you have to do Mashiach and Kesef, it meant they had a din of a Yid. Because if they didn't have a din of a Yisrael, then why do you have to do Mashiach and Kesef? It's other. It's either Mashiach or it's Kesef. This idea of Dvar Torah Mois Koines, but Midraban and Mashiach, that's all by Yisrael. But by Oymek Yichav, by Bnei Noach, you don't have this halacha. Says the Bnei Yisrael, we all know that the Yidin, even Koyde Matan Torah, the others for sure, they kept Kol HaTorah Kula. One of the kashas everybody asks, how do they keep Shabbos? Shabbos is a very big problem. Because Akim Shoshavas is Chai Misok. So you have to say, but the less brera, that on some level they didn't keep Shabbos. Why? Because at the end of the day, l'chumra, they have a din of a ben noach. But now that it was in the scala to them, with the tzivu of mishchu k'chulachem, that really they had a din of a Yisrael, now they were allowed to keep Shabbos. Sokta Pnei Yisrael, it was the first Shabbos they ever kept. Because they chap now that it was din of Yisrael. It's not mishpatei Yaakov. Gevaldik, Shabbos HaGadol. You know why it's Shabbos HaGadol? This is the eshte Shabbos. The first Shabbos that it was in the scala to the Yidden, they had a din of Yisrael, they didn't have a din of noach. It's for that reason they were allowed to keep Shabbos right now. Just one other ha'ara with regards to this topic of Dvar Torah Mois Koines, and it's only the Rabbanu that Mois not Koines, and that is the Rishonim asks the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. Shita Bukubetzes brings the Rebbe Shem the Ramban. The Rishonim asks Akasha that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there's no Mashiach Midereisa, all there is Mois. How's a person Koine Matana? How you Koine Metzia? How you Koine Hefker? There's no Mois over there. There's no money trading hands. So in a Mekachu Memka, there's money trading hands. But in a context like that, where there's no money trading hands, how in the world are you going to be Koine? So the Ramban says that Enochinami, you're not going to be Koine B'Mashiach according to Rabbi Yochanan. The way you're going to be Koine is Oy B'Kinyin Agav, Oy B'Kinyin Chalipin, Oy B'Kinyin Chotzer. Freik the Ktsois HaChoshin in Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches, Kinyan Chatzar? How in the world could you be Koine B'Kinyan Chatzar? We learned the Gemara in the first parak of Masechtas Bava Metzia. This is a very important lamdas. We learned the Gemara in the beginning of the first parak of Bava Metzia that Chatzar Mishum Yad, Oy Chatzar Mishum Shlichas. But the Ktsoi says, I am Asher Harachdi B'Simen Resh. That everybody agrees, even if Chatzar is Mishum Shlichas, the only time you have Kinyan Chatzar is if you also have Yad. If I don't have Yad, I don't have Chatzar. So freak the Ktsois, Vasayim Ishak. If there's no Mashiach by a Matana, why is there no Mashiach by a Matana? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds Dvar Torah, Mois Koinois. There's no such thing as Mashiach Midei Raisa. So how are you Koina a Matana Midei Raisa? You Koina B'Chatzar? Chatzar is Mishum Yad. I don't have a Yad. You just told me there's no Kinyan Mashiach. So if there's no Kinyan Mashiach, that means that Chavish can Yad. If I have no Yad, how in the world can I have Kinyan Chatzar? As I think it's, I said, Sorech Il Godol, the Ramban. Chatzar without Yad? That makes no sense. Chatzar is Mishum Yad. It's Mishum Shlichos. But even Shlichos, the Ktsais again, is Mechiach. There has to be. If there's no Yad, there's no Chatzar. So how in the world could you tell me that there's no Yad, but you coin it by Kinyan Chatzar if Chatzar Gufa is Mishum Yad? And Michas Chinuch brings this Kasha from the Ktsais. If you look on the bottom here, on the Magi, on the Ktsois, Rabbi Petrovsky, he has 2 pages of Mara Mekoymus to answer this Ktsois's kasha, but I'll just read to you the words of the Michas Chinuch. The Michas Chinuch is Mechiach based on a Tosfos in Perek Elinaris. Again, it's very relevant when you learn the Sugya, more for the London that are going to spend the time going through it, but it's just a very important Mara Mekoymus. The Michas Chinuch says that there's a Tosfos in Perik Elu Nairis of Masechtas Ksubas Daflam Adal from the base. And if you look in the Gilyan Ashash, Rabbi Kivager says that Tosis repeats this Chiddush in another place, in Masechtas Bavakama Davchov Tes on the base. And that is that even though there's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether there's something called Kinyan Mashiach Midei Raisa, everybody agrees, however, that there's something called Kinyan Yad. So if something's in your hand, you're for sure kind of. If I put something in your hand, it's yours. There's nothing to talk about it. And Tosfos says the makor to that is, again, isha, v'nasam b'yado. So you see that if you put something in somebody else's hand, that in itself is moyo for a kinyan. What's the shaila then? Meshicha, every time it's meshicha, isn't it in my hand? Maybe not. Maybe you just slept it using your kayach, but it wasn't physically in your hand. To the extent that it's physically in your hand, there's no question in the world. It has nothing to do with the machlekes or b'yechin reish lakish. There's a makar to it. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's v'nasam b'yado. The shaila is beyond it being in your hand. How else could you be kind of things? Metaltalin, according to Rabbi Yechem, it's mois. According to Reish Lachish, it's Meshicha. Karkas, Kesef Shtar, and Chazaka. V'chulu, v'chulu. But as it relates to the most basic, right? Tosfos said in Erev and Pe'al, Stam Kinyan is always Kesef. Tosfos over here is saying even more than that. That if you put something in your hand, you don't even have makar for that. That's Poshet Admoid. The whole Shaila is where it's not physically in my hand. Anything beyond that, how does that work? So it says in Minchas Chinuch that when the Gemara says that Chatz is Mishum Yad, it doesn't mean Meshicha. It's not what it means. It means that Yad. It means Taisus and Elon Iris. That if it's physically in your hand, it for sure works. My Chatzer is like my hand. And just like if it's in my hand, it's mine. If it's in my Chatzer, it's going to be mine as well. But it has nothing to do with Meshicha. So Enochinami, it's true that you can't be Koina a Matana, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Meshicha. But you could be kind of a chatzah. The Ktoisa's kasha was, isn't chatzah gufa mishum yad? So if you don't have Meshicha, doesn't that by definition mean you don't have yad? The answer is no. When we say chatzah mishum yad, we mean the kinyan yad of Tosfos and Ksubas, daf lamed aleph on the base, either way, zok de gemara weiter. So the gemara now is discussing the mishapara. Avalomer mishapara, again, machlekes Rabbi Yochanan reish lakish, where the mois kinyan is with the rice midrabanan, but everyone agrees that mois is not kinyan al koponim midrabanan. However, if somebody pays money and then he's chayzer, you have the mishapara. Itmar, Abaye said, Oyduye madi inanle, that if a yid went to Bezdin and he asked Bezdin, so knew what's the story, could I be chayzer or not? They would be moideyahim. They would tell him, you should know, mishapara, me'ancha dara mabel, me'ancha dara flogo, v'chule, who yif from imcha. Rav am emeil, like tina, they would actually curse him. Abaye, am I do my dinah, they would only do my dinah, because the pasuk says, v'nasa b'am chalisar. We don't just curse people. Now, incidentally, that pasuk is talking about a nasi. How do you know you don't curse an ordinary person? Maybe only the nasi not. But either way, Abaye said, you know, let it just be makal somebody. Rava Amar, Rava says, Melech like Tinale, you're even allowed to be makal him, the chsiv, because the pasuk says, ba'amcha, it's v'nasi, ba'amcha leisar, ba'oisem maisa amcha. If he's an oisem maisa amcha, if he behaves like a yid, then you're not allowed to curse him. But if he's not an oisem maisa amcha, then you are allowed to curse him. Why is this person not an oisem maisa amcha? Rashi says, based on a pasuk in Tzfanya. Tzfanya Paragimel, She'eris Yisroel, Layasu Avlo, V'lo Yidabu Chazav, we'll get back to that at the end of the daf. Omar Rav, Amino Amin Allah, how do I know that they would curse the person? They wouldn't just be my dear him. So he said, I base it from the following story. Reb Chiya Yosef, Yabal Leizuzi Yamlucha. Reb Chiya Bar Yosef had salt, and he was selling his salt. Somebody paid him for it. But before that person had a chance to do Mashiach on the salt, the price of salt went up. So Reb Chiya Bar Yosef went to Reb Yochanan. Seems like he wanted to know, could he back out or not? He wanted to back out. You know, he agreed to sell it for X amount of dollars. Now it went up. The person didn't do Mashiach yet. Mois is not koinus, so he wanted out. So Amalei told him, Zil, Havu, give it to him. V'iloy, and if not, Kabil alayach mishapara. So he said, Aloch is you have to give it to him. And if not, mishapara. So Rava said, V'amr tadu medina le'naf. The whole mishapara is just to inform the person, by the way, there's a mishapara. Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, Bari, do you who? Did Reb Yochanan have to inform Reb Chiya Bar Yosef of this mishapara? I mean, Mishlem, if it's a klala, so he was being mekalim. That's what the Rav is supposed to do. But if he's not supposed to be mekalim, he's just supposed to inform him. You don't have to inform Reb Chiya Bar Yosef. He knew about this mishapara, but the Gemara says, Elamai, Melet Laitinale. Elamai, it's not a, you're not informing him, you're cursing him. Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Asi Lekabuli Ala, Litusa, Dirabanan. How in the world would he have even gotten involved in something like this? Meaning, we're missing a piece of this story. I don't think the story makes any more sense based on your version, says the Gemara, than based on my version. El Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, Araven Hu Deyavule. What happened was, this yid that paid for Reb Chiya Bar Yosef's salt, he didn't pay for all the salt. He left him a deposit. There was a deposit that he put down. He put down some of the money. Hu Sava, Reb Chiya Bar Yosef thought that maybe Kenegda Hu Koinah, that he's not allowed to back out, but it could be he could only not back out relative to the deposit amount. So let's say it was a $10,000 transaction, and he left a $1,000 deposit. So if he's going to back out of all $10,000, then there's a Misha Par. But let's say he backs out of the $9,000 that wasn't even paid for yet, there was no Mois, maybe there's no Misha Par. He thought maybe the Misha Par is only Kineged, corresponds to the amount of the deposit. But beyond that, maybe not. So that was Rabbi Yochanan told him, Kineged Kulei Hu Kain. That's what was going on. He didn't go to Bezdin not to get clawless and not to know whether you could be Chayzer or not. And Rabbi Yochanan didn't have to inform him of anything. The punchline of the story was this piece, where there's a deposit. Is the Misha Parah only Kineged the deposit amount, or is the Misha Parah against everything? Itman. Somebody leaves a deposit. Rav Amar Rav says, Kineged Hu Kain. He's only kind of connected. But beyond that, there's no kinyan. Meaning, if it's metaltolin, there's going to be no Misha Para if he wants to back out for the schayra that was not paid for yet. Rabbi Yechanan, I'm a connected kulo yokaina. A little bit of a deposit. At that point, you're out. If somebody gives a deposit this time, he told him, so he gave a deposit, and this guy's going to put his money where his mouth is. He said, if I back out, these are the terms of the deposit. Evani machalach. He went hard. You get to keep it. V'alo amar, and the meicher said, I'll tell you what, if I back out, echpalucha ervoincha. Double or nothing. He said, not only will you get your deposit back, I'm actually going to give you double. So basically, the buyer says that he's willing to forfeit the deposit if he backs out of this transaction. The seller says, not only will I give you the deposit back if I back out, but I'm actually going to give you double. So the halach is, Neskaimu Atanon Divi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, done. This is the deal. Meaning, exactly based on the terms that they agreed on, that's the way it would play itself out in Beis Din. Rabbi Yossi with time says the Gemara, Domer Asmachta Kanya. This Rabbi Yossi L'shitase who holds Asmachta Kanya. His machlekes in Shas always, Asmachta Kanya, Asmachta Loi Kanya. When a person promises somebody money, but he says, I'm only giving it to you based on X, Y, Z. His mind, he thinks XYZ is really not going to happen. Like a bet. That's a classic example. Masachik Bekuvia. That's where it comes in. So if two people wager on something, so the person that takes his side of the bet is obviously taking it because he thinks he's going to win. If he thought he was going to lose, he wouldn't wager it. There is a tzad in Shas where there's a mandoma that holds asmach to lekanya. The person could always come back and he could say, listen, I never really meant to give it to you. I thought I was going to win. So the mela said it. Had I known I was going to lose, said it wasn't a real that. Rabbi Yisrael's asmach to kanya. Doesn't work that way. So here too, this Shaila says it was really tall in asmach to kanya or asmach to lekanya. Because if you hold asmach to lekanya, the person could always say, yeah, the reason the moicher was agreeable to give the lekech back his deposit plus double it is because in his mind he didn't have any intention of being chayzer. Rabbi Yossi holds neskaimu hatanoim. Rabbi Yossi letaime da omar asmachta. Rabbi Yudah says dayeshi yikna kineger voinoi. No, it's not the way it works. The way it works is the tnoi manatchal. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda holds asmachta loikanyo. However, the deposit does go into effect kineger voinoi. So based on how much the deposit amount was, that's how much the kinyan is chal. We're dealing with metaltalin, it would be a misha para. If we're dealing with karka, the kinyan would be chal agami. When is this true? Meaning, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda, but he's qualifying it. That's only if the deposit that was given was not a partial payment, but rather it was almost like a sudr. I'll give you this just to hold it for me. This is not payment. It could be when it comes time to pay, I'll pay him with Shava Kesef. And maybe they'll work out terms. I don't know. But I'm just giving, hold my money now as a deposit. It's like this. I know I have it. If it wasn't a partial payment, it was used as an Eravon, that's when Rabbi Yehuda's right. That it's going to only be Chal Kineged the Eravon. It's only corresponding to the value of the Eravon that we say the king is in effect. But if somebody would sell a house or a field for 1,000 zuz, and he would make partial payment, at that point, it's going to be chal 100%. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, who the halach is like, is saying that if somebody makes a deposit, even though it was only a deposit, as long as he makes it for partial payment, everything is chal. And you can't be chayzer, says the Gemara. My lavu adin lematalton. That even though pashup shad, it could be this Bryce is talking about a case where mois is koines karka, and there you're telling me that even though you only paid part of the money, that loch is the kinyas chal legamri. But isn't it mashma that by metaltolin it would be the same way? And if by metalton it would be the same way, you have a raya that the mishapara is not only kafi, how much was paid, but the mishapara is for everything, says the Gemara. My love, who adin the metalton bid the stomach konulu lekulu loy. Metalton bid the stomach loy kara. Could be by metalton, doesn't work that way. If you only give partial payment, you're not going to be koyin. Maishna karka de bekaspa konile. Mamish, Kodile Lakulu, Metalta, like Kodile, Elikabuli, Mishaparle, Kodile Lakulu. Meaning, you have a Reb Shimon Gamliel that says that if I'm buying karka with money and I only give you some of the money, the halacha is I acquire all of the karka. That's true by karka where mois is koinus, where there's a real kinyan taking place over here. But by metalton, where there's not a real kinyan taking place, and all we're dealing with over here really is a mishapara. If all we're dealing with is a mishapara, it could be the mishapara is only keneged how much money you paid, but keneged the balance, the money that you didn't pay, you're not going to have the mishapara. We'll just conclude with one light ha'ara, and that is, so we had here a machloikis Rav and Abaya. How does Mishapara work? According to Abaya, we just inform him. Rava said we actually curse him. Abaya said, you don't curse a yid. Nasi ba'am chaloysar. Rava said, it's true. Nasi ba'am chaloysar. Only if he's a noisa maisa amcha. But if he's not a noisa maisa amcha, then you could curse him. And what's the makar? The makar is, meaning, why is this yid not a noisa maisa amcha? Said it's a pasuk in Zephaniah from all places. She'eris Yisrael, lo yasu avla, for lo yudabru chazak. The pasuk means that yidin, the lo yasu avla, they don't do averis, they're honest. It's for that reason this person violated this pasuk of She'eris Yisrael. He's an Eino Oisa Maisa Amcha. This idea of She'eris Yisrael comes up in a few different Gemaras. One Makar is Masechtas Kedushin Daf Mem Hei Amad Beis. Ahuda Amalei Likri Vai. There was a person that had a daughter. She was a Ketana. And husband and wife, they get together and they think, you know, we think it's time for us to marry off our daughter. So they want to marry her off. But a fight broke out. He wanted to marry her off to one of his craven. And she wanted that she should get married to one of her kraven. At the end, what happened? Of course she won. Kaf say, Adamle Tavale Krava. Okay, fine, Zolzain. We'll marry your karev. Ada Achli Vishasi. The Gemara says they were sitting at the Suda, literally at the Chasana. Asa Krava Beigra. One of his kraven comes on the roof. He pops up and he's Mekadesh, the door. I guess she's also there. And he gives her a matbeya. Well, or a ring, and he says, Hareya Mikudesh Asli, Amra Baya. And he says, what is it? You have no right to marry. He says, no, the father said, because she's a Ketana, the father said that this Kedushin Tzchal, he wants her to marry me, not to marry his wife's Karev. Abaya said, Sheiris Yisrola Yasu Avalo Yadabru Chazam. Yidden don't roll this way. That's not a Yiddish thing. There's no way that's what happened. Because once the man told his wife that I'm okay with our daughter marrying your Karev, and not my karev, at that point, he wouldn't renege from it. Thus, we don't believe him. And the halacha is that she's going to be married to her karev. She's not going to be married to his karev. Rava says, Chazoka Einon Terech Pesudu Mafsida. It's nothing to do with Shei Shol Yasa Avla, but rather it's related to Einon Terech Pesudu Mafsida. The bottom line is, this is just a Gemara, an example of where you find this idea of Shei Shol Yasa Avla. I saw the poskim all discuss. Shei Shol Yasa Avla, is it a Raisa? Is it an Isidu Rabbanon? And the reason they discuss it is because the Gemara seems to be saying, Rabbi said that you're not an Oysa Maisa Amcha over here because you of She'erus Oliyasa Afla. Meaning, if someone's Oyver Nisid Rabbanon, does that make him into a not Oysa Maisa Amcha? It's Negei Kibir of Aim, it's Negei other areas in Halacha. Meaning, the Paiskim are trying to figure out what's the She'erus Oliyasa Afla. Aver De Raisa, Aver De Rabbanon, in context of how you always figure out when someone's an Oysa Maisa Amcha. But I think, at first glance, I didn't really understand the nidin in the poiskin. I think what the Gemara is saying is something else. She'erus Yisrael le'yasa avla. Look up the pasuk. It's not an azora. It's not a loisase. Do not do avla. It's a statement. It's a comment. You want to know who yidin are? She'erus Yisrael le'yasa avla. Yidin are different. And because they're different, they don't behave this way. A yid would never do this. It's just nishkan yiddish azach. It's not something that a yid would do. The Gemara says there are three things that are midas and shal Yisrael. Rachmanim, baishanim, goyim lechasadim. That's the way yidin are. And because that's the way yidin are, memela, if this person does that, by definition, you're not an oisam maisa amcho. A yid fearsach in a certain way. If you don't fearsach the way the yid fearsach, you're not not an oisa ma'isa amcha. Meaning, you could be an ein oisa ma'isa amcha maybe because you ate chazer. So I don't know. They have to look in the poskim. How many times? What if it was bakrei ba'alma? Is it deraisa? Is it the rabbanon? What if it's only a loisa asay? What if it's loisa sheng by ma'isa? Lava nitik lasay? So we can sit down and we can figure out all this raid to determine what kind of avera makes a person an ein oisa ma'isa amcha. But this is black and white. This is pasha. Why did Rashi fly to a pasuk against Tzafanya? Why did Rashi say? You have to be honest. You over midrash akirit tirchak. Hey, it said that. Right? There's different psukim that talk about it. Yid has to be honest. Parshas a felt place. Azores that you have to be erlich. Of course, you have to be erlich. Why Rashi need tzvanya? Because Rashi was learning up a gemara where the gemara said that you're not a nois and nice amcha. Says Rashi, you know why you're not a nois and nice amcha? Because you don't fear zach like a yid. You know, I know that. Tzafanya perakimol she'erus yisro layasu avlo. And if you're gonna fear zach in this way, so they say meres, you're not a nois and nice amcha.